But
women,
I don't.
Yeah.
But
you guys are great. But yeah, me and Nikki. I just want to say this real quick, Nikki. Me and Nikki. I used to be a co-host on Nikki's show, Breakdown to Lowdown. And one of the themes you always talked about was the thing about cheating, right? Because like I never understood after 30s why this was still a thing. Where like, why does everybody just say and do what they said they were gonna say and do? For me, cheating is just a high level of mistrust. Like, I understand, like, both of us, male and female, no matter the gender role, we're going to get tempted, right? Mm-hmm. So it just comes down to trust.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are you willing to live with? Some guys are willing to live with the mistrust. Mm-hmm.
And lie.
In my 20s.
No, I'm not.
Listen, me? Oh, I'm far from perfect. In my 20s, I was a wild soul.
Don't go there with me.
In my 20s, I was a wild soul because it was an interjection between I was getting better looking, I was getting better with the hosting, and I was making moves. But in my 30s, I'm like, yo, listen, man, you know, one night, Zuba, Tato's heard the story, and so is Nikki. One night in my 30s, I woke up in the morning, you know, with one of my flings, and I looked up at the ceiling at 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, listen, I had no more feelings in my finger, Zuba. It wasn't connecting for me no more. I'm like, this is not life. Because when you sleep around with a whole bunch of different women, nothing is yours. I couldn't connect no more. I said, I can't do this no more. Mm-hmm. But when you've really been a gallus, you understand the parameters. Nothing's really yours. And another thing, too, you're going to lose a lot of good women. A lot of guys are more emotional because of Drake and Chris Brown, and they can't deal with the fact that when you live an open lifestyle and you're a gallus and you lie to women and you misuse their trust, you're going to lose a lot of good women. A lot of guys can't deal with the aftermath of that.
No.
But everybody wants to be a playboy.
Yeah.
When you've really done it, you have lost a lot of good women. And I've accepted because I've come to terms with it. But I tell young guys, if you want to get in this game, you want to lie to Zupa and Tata.
So you changed. So black men don't cheat no more.
No, I can't speak for all black men. I can't listen.
But black women.
Listen. Écoute, the show's done. I'm tired of you guys throwing my Haitian brothers on the. Y'all know I'm on a crusade to get the East Side behind me, okay?
I wrote
a docuseries called The Secret Life of Haitian Men.
Oh, wow.
Look at Zuba. I haven't filmed it yet, but I wrote a series called The Secret Life of Haitian Man because I was always fascinated by the fact that any Haitian person you know has an uncle, brother, dad, or some relative that's been building this house in Haiti for 2-3 years that has 3 different side families, and I think that that's a phenomenon that needs to be examined.
Jamaican men is the same thing.
There shall be no comment from me.
listen, like African guys are better. These guys are literally promoting in 2022 multiple women. I know in some cultures that's cool and that's accepted. I don't understand how I can't handle 2 Tatas. Like, to me, mentally, I don't think
anyone can handle 2
Tatas. It's a lot of time. It's
2 Nikki's?
I'm having a hard time handling 1 Tata.
You're not handling shit.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what happens. I'm just saying.
This is a dangerous show.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
I have to say this in terms of clothing, safety, and everything. Oh, but actually, on the Haitian men thing, I read something really hilarious. Y'all don't have time to cheat because... I mean, there's 3 girlfriends and 2 wives. It doesn't leave much time. So,
3 girlfriends and 2 wives.
What are
you gonna do? Yeah, she killed that.
So, but just to get some closing comments on men's condition, what kind of man would I be? I a little bit wanted to address what was said previously. I do believe, I always say this, stereotypes come from somewhere, but we got to be careful with stereotypes, right, and generalizations. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I think, in my opinion, most women do cheat for emotional reasons. That doesn't mean I'm saying that women cannot cheat for non-emotional reasons and physical ones, because I have met women who disconnect from that completely. So I was like, whoa, like I would love to be like that, disconnect sex from emotion, but that's not me. However, I've seen women that could do it, and I've seen men who, like, you know, have trouble in that area if there isn't an emotional connection.
Trouble letting go. I'm going to be holding a seminar in April at the Carlton in Oshawa for men that have trouble letting go of their past emotional trauma and their ex-girlfriends. Let me know. I want to recommend David Archer and Khan Buba as therapy. Because, listen, I have a black therapist, and I feel black and proud because as you get older, you're like, listen, I can't go online and rant. I can't beef with people online no more. What are we fighting here? I'm 35. We almost 40.
Yeah.
Well, not you, Zupa. Exactly. Zupa, you young
like
forever.
Zupa is French.
Zupa, you. Zupa.
Ian.
I'm old as
not
shit,
me
man.
As well,
I'm nice
to you. You put nah, and I'm not close to
those
40.
Exactly. No, Nikki, you like 25, okay? Nikki's early. Nikki.
Excuse me, I'm also not that, but also, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I just, I, You know what I mean? I just feel it's corny. I think people, you know, people that are scared lie. And I think when you lie to women, it's because you're scared. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? If you're gonna about to do the business, just be upfront about it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women now, y'all even respect that now. And even I think that's a little bit too far, too. Like, just because he's honest with you about it, you just tell him still fuck
no,
off.
No, but it's real. Like, I would rather someone told me, like, yo, last night, yo, and me, I was going through it just recently. You understand me? I'm not going to go there. But I used to always tell
dude. Don't tell us your business.
I used to always tell dude, you know what I mean? Like, I would respect so much more if you'd be like, yo, honestly, I messed up. Because, yeah. You know, you're giving me the choice now to choose if I want to stay with you or not.
Mm.
But when you lie, you take away my choice.
But but see, a lot of men are afraid of the unknown. I don't know if you're going to go door one or door two upon me telling you that.
But that you rather open up door three when I find out and kick your ass out.
Men are just as scared to take in people, not just men. People in general, when you do something wrong, you're scared, you're afraid to take accountability for your actions. Accountability for your actions means she might leave me. That's taking accountability.
Hmm. And that's boss. And you got to respect that.
Yeah.
No, I respect that.
Weeby, that's not P at all. It's not P at all. I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling it. I have to ask y'all closing comments on this track, right? So the question that we always ask in between the lyrics, is the song toxic or not? Go ahead, Weezy.
Zupa was ready. Zupa's like,
Zupa's like, yo, this is my bag. I love this topic. I mean, I've had them on my podcast too. They're great ladies. No, I don't think the song's toxic. I think it's a good warning sign. I think it's a good white flag in the sky. If we could go back to 96 R&B and I could just do a late night show at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, it's CKT, it's night after dark. I know she just came back in the Uber. Hopefully you paid for the Uber. I mean, she pulled out. You know, I hear some of these guys just gully with you guys. Yeah. Have you girls coming over? You done spent all this money on hair and nails and waxing, Synergy Medicine Spa and all of that. And you got to pay your own Uber to check him. And you got to bust it open. Goddamn, it's a morning show.
Wow.
It's
it a is. Morning show. It is a morning show. It's a morning show. I'm dead. But yeah, it is toxic. It's toxic.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah. I would say borderline toxicity. You know what I'm saying? Borderline, okay. For sure.
Look at Super Space, though.
If it went the other way, if it was like, you know, this girl's hollering at me, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm standoffish. Like, go to your man, B. Then I'll be like, okay, it's fresh. You know what I mean? But borderline, it's like, it's still a little bit too close to for comfort.
But I feel like back in the 90s, they used to make a lot of music that was toxic. And and it's like, it just sounds
so
good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You dance with some toxic.
But that's you guys' fault. That's you guys' fault. I've been telling all these singy dudes. That's you. No, but see you guys alive. He's like, no, that's you guys' fault.
How?
Could the minute he smooth out the tune and he gives you guys the vibration, and don't let him do a 1-2 dance move. Oh, everything is dropping. You guys been loving it. Yeah.
No, so it's all you're good. Right. You're right.
So it's all
good. Some of it is our fault. You're right. 100%.
Turn off the lights,
because
light a candle.
The women who are allowing that, like,
where were you?
He said, ooh wee, and now you're already taking your underwear off. Like, calm down. Like,
yeah,
he said,
true.
Was ooh wee.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Y'all been loving them crooner dudes. I hate all the singer guys.
But okay, so I wouldn't say, I think I agree with all of y'all, but. Because I've been really harsh on everybody else in the last couple between the lyrics, I'm gonna say not toxic. Because listen, I don't expect much from men. I'm gonna be honest. I don't expect
damn,
much from
no, men. Nikki, no.
Where's the sound effect?
I'm sorry, Nikki is giving very toxic.
Nikki, come on, Nikki.
I've been on toxic for this one here.
Was it a different? Nikki, real quick, was it a different kind of birthday, Nikki? I don't like where this
God.
Energy's going, Nikki.
Oh my God.
Nikki, come on, man.
What's
up? Tata is crying. Tata is crying.
Yo, it's like, it's giving
me
very much
toxic. How about you get out of this? Like, you know, hop all the way out of it. Like, damn.
She said she doesn't expect much from men.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Yo, my heart is still falling within my body right now, Zupa.
I have zero expectations. Do you know how terrible it is out here? Don't even get me on my soapbox.
Nikki, let's get you a date in March to come co-host the Morning Detour, because I feel you have some. And I'm going to link you up with the ladies from Fall of Week podcast. I think you guys have a very instructive podcast together.
Let's do it.
We have must invite Nikki.
The most dangerous black person in the country is black woman. Period. You know what I mean? All the dog.
No. The most versatile, okay? The most fluid and versatile, not dangerous.
The most beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Y'all can't shoot all the time. I'm talking about the most dangerous in terms of if I was the oppressor. You guys are the biggest threat.
Yeah, but they're not going to think that. That's not what they would think when they first hear that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, they don't think you guys have great skin because, you know, Tata, you and Zupa have great skin. Go.
Okay, honey. Glowing.
Nikki, let the people know the whole city's listening right now. I know everybody's waiting for 820. DJ Maddie got his finger on the name that song or riddle. We're giving away some love for you at 820. Please call on the show. 514-448-4013. We're streaming on Facebook and YouTube. I heard the connection is better on YouTube. It's the Detour 514. We're coming to you live from the number one hip-hop store in the city, DG Kicks. Black owned over 12 years. The brother came up from Grenada, made a name for himself. He even sells electronics. You know what I mean? So if y'all are supporting DG Kicks, you can follow them, DGKicks.com, 6714 Fielding. It's going down. Nikki, how could they follow your podcast?
Yes. All right. So first of all, thank y'all for having me. This was great. This was so fun. I have to remind y'all that we do Breakdown to Lowdown every week. Breakdown, the number 2 Lowdown. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook, you know, interact with us. Don't forget that I also am the CEO and founder of creative agency Slow and Steady. So any of your creative needs, you know, websites, design, video, photography, social media management, we're here for you. We got you. So at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusique, the music is spelled in French, and it will link you to everything I do.
All right, thank you very much, Nikki, man. Oh, boy, some more in detail. This is crazy. What a show. All right, Nikki, we'll keep it up with you. Coming up next, we have the Ultimate Valentine's Day giveaway, Love Vera. We're giving away 3 lingerie sets or bodysuit. No repeat winners. We have riddles or we have named that song. It's the Morning Detour.
Well, where do I call?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3.
Like a glimpse from the past, you can see the dark in a frame. You're the poster on the wall. My dream. You're the prince and I'm at the bar. Fairy tales I'm not used to that. Oh, you got me questioning, what have you done to me? Used to be out of reach. Feel like you're testing me, you're the necessity. Full court press on me. Don't mess this up, don't let me down. You know I wanna be around. Tugging warm in my heart. Didn't think it'd ever be so hot. Crazy, I'm letting down my guard. Don't mess this up, don't let me down. Cause if it's love, I wanna drown. I need to hear it from your mouth. Can we no longer tell me now? Don't mess this up, don't let me down. Such a risk, but I'm willing to take a chance. What you think when my heart's in someone in the mood. Take time, gotta trust who I let control. Got me questioning what have you done to me. Used to be out of reach. Feel like you're testing me. You're the necessity. Full court press on me. Don't mess this up, don't let me down. You know I wanna be around. You tugging warm in my heart. Didn't think it'd ever be so hard. Crazy, I'm letting down my guard. Don't mess this up, don't let me down. But if it's love, I wanna drown. I need to hear it from your mouth. Can we no longer tell me now? Don't mess this up, don't let me down. If you really care for me, just make sure you're there for me. Feel I'm falling in too deep. That's okay, just rescue me. Let me know what you want from me. Open up, let me in and see. Boy, I know where I wanna be. Just wanna know what your love means. Oh, don't mess this up, don't let me down. You know I wanna be around. You tugging warm in my heart. Didn't think it'd ever be so hard. Baby, I'm letting down. Cause if it's love, I wanna drown.
this early. They say I'm on drugs. I would do anything for you.
Never let no one before you. Don't let this fade away. And I will write flat like skies if it means more you. No matter where we go, I've got you like in your dark. And if I'm dreaming, let me sleep.
Montreal, my city. It's the number one morning show in the country. I am the best host, Wheezy Moon Chaser. This is February 4th. In a couple minutes after this song, we're going to play the giveaway. Love, Vera, the ultimate lingerie company. We're giving away 3 lingerie sets. We're kicking off Valentine's Day. Make sure you call us up, 514-448-4013. Let's go.
I could always have my way, but I forgive my sins. Yeah, baby, that's okay. Jealousy put on me. And your feelings way too deep. Jealousy put on me. That's why your mind's up, mind's up.
Girl, take it easy, take it slow. You follow me everywhere that I go. I gave you the keys to my soul. And you still don't believe, baby, I know. Girl, I'm sick and tired of your drama. Don't let me take you back to your mama. 20 missed calls, cause I'm not home. What you gonna do, only God knows.
Jealousy put on me. You're in your feelings way too deep. Jealousy put on me. That's why your mind's up, mind's up. Jealousy put on me. You're in your feelings way too deep. Jealousy put on me. That's why your mind's up, mind's up. Waves and motion.
Jealousy you put on me. You're in your feelings way too deep.
Jealousy you put on me.
That's why your mind's out, mind's out wide. Jealousy you put on me. You're in your feelings way too deep. Jealousy you put on me.
Yes, good morning, Montreal. February 4th. I see the lines are kicking up already. We didn't even start the giveaway yet. Okay, so we're going to open up the lines now. Call us up, 514-448-4013. We're giving away 3 lingerie sets or bodysuit from LaVera. No repeat winners. Okay, okay, we got our first call, ladies. Let's jump into this right here. Yes, hello, good
There's
morning.
There's only one more, Jason. No.
Hello, good morning. Oh,
they hung up. They didn't want it.
Only truck is here. Hold on, something's playing somewhere. Hold on. Yes, hello, good morning.
Hello, Weezy.
What's the number one morning show in the city, man? Let me know that first. Let me know that first.
Of course, CKUT is the morning detour.
Okay, okay, talk to me. Okay, so we're giving away the LaVera. You're the first caller. I got 3 of these joints. So you get to pick between Name That Song, DJ Maddie will play something real quick. We'll give you a little taste, a little 20, 30 seconds. I'll let you give you time to Shazam. Or we could give you a riddle. What do you want to do?
Let's go for the riddle. I got it last time.
It last time? I'll give you a hard one this
okay,
time.
Okay, so we have Tata and Zupa from the Fall Away Podcast, introspective podcast on black culture. And they do great workshops educating white people and those alike that need to know what's up. So you have 1 minute. As soon as I start the counter, as soon as she starts telling the thing, you'll have 1 minute and you'll hear the counter right now. So, Tata, you ready?
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay, hold on.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Boom. Okay, so she is famously pretty and you can make her anything you want her to be. She comes in many colors and sizes with long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, curly, or straight hair. She's as cute can be and can fit in your hand. Who is she? Okay, she is famously pretty, and you can make her anything you want her to be. She comes in many colors and sizes with long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, curly, or straight hair. She's as cute can be, and she can fit in your hand. Who is she?
Cute. Is that a Barbie doll?
Oh, my God! This guy's really good! Yeah.
Don't tell me you're the guy that won the honey.
Yo, this guy is good.
Yo, listen. Yo, this guy be on it. Okay. Send me a DM on my IG W Moonchaser with your name and stuff, and I'll get you the code for the LaVera. So let the people know what's the best morning show in the city once again.
Best morning show is CKUT's Morning Detour.
Yeah, you already know this guy stay winning. Yo, I gotta ask you.
I don't have IG though.
Okay, so send me a message on Facebook or text me, whatever the case may be.
With your phone number, so he knows who it is.
Yeah, so know who it is.
Give us all your phone number.
Yeah.
No, I've given my phone number before. But let me ask you this. How did you figure that out? Because that one was pretty hard. That's like a medium one.
The sitting in your hand thing was, it was really the cute and sweet that seemed like it didn't sound like any kind of ad that I've heard. So, but the rest, you can dress her up any kind of way you want. She's the only one that's been dressed up a million different ways.
This guy's smart.
No, he's smart. No, he's won on the show before. We gotta give you a quota. Like you can only win once a month. Like you can't win the baskets next week. But okay, send me a message. Thank you very much for playing. We'll run some more things. We have 2 more to give away, either a lingerie from LaVere or a bodysuit from LaVere. You can play Name That Song or Riddle. Call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We're taking all calls. We're giving away some LaVera, some lingerie. You know, get it in time. You order it tonight. I'll send you the code and all that. You order it tonight. You get in time for Valentine's Day. You know, a lot of the hotels are booked up. I want to ask you guys real quick. Are you guys still big fans? Like, are women still big fans of Valentine's Day? Is that still a thing in our mid-30s?
Listen, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to the gym, baby. I'm saying anybody that wants a date with me, you better hit me up at a Kano Fitness B with a protein bar in your hand. Because gym's open on Valentine's Day, and that's where your baby boo is going to be at.
Same. So call, so call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. You can either play Name That Song or answer a riddle. We're giving away Love Vera Lingerie, black-owned lingerie. They were recently featured in Forbes magazine as Entrepreneurs on the Rise. They have stuff for all shapes and sizes, big, small, everything. I love the fact they have all the big girls in there looking great in the lingerie. Mm-hmm. Even me personally, I just throw baby oil on the big girl and say, go on, you don't need no lingerie. But that's just how the Weezy Moon Chaser get down. The Moon One program. See, another thing set. So call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away Love Vera lingerie sets. We have two more to give away, or you can get a bodysuit. So you guys aren't doing Valentine's Day no more. Like
I
you
just
wanna,
told you.
No, so what's Zupa doing? Zupa, I think Zupa like Nikki. Zupa moving like
be
she
my
done.
Business,
huh? Nah, but listen, we on the morning show. We mix it a little bit.
Why
are you so secretive? Why are you so secretive to begin with? No
why
one's
am
coming.
I so secretive?
Yeah, so let's open up there.
I'm an African woman.
Oh, I don't know much about African. Okay, hold on. Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Oh, all the guys up here, serious this morning. I got to win some for my girl today.
Exactly.
Today. Let the people. Where are you calling from, brother? What part of the city? What part of the city you calling from?
I'm from South Shore.
Oh, listen, shout out to y'all brothers in the South Shore, man. I've been dying to move across the bridge. I just can't do that drive in the morning.
It's not that bad.
Oh, well, watch Tata been on the streets. Yeah.
It ain't that bad.
Okay, brother, what do you want to do? Do you want to play Name That Song, or do you want to answer a riddle?
Hold on. Let that song answer a riddle. Let's do Name That Song.
All right, DJ. DJ Maddie, you up. So we're going to give you a taste. Like, I don't know what the song is. So DJ Maddie's going to play. We'll give you a taste. So DJ Maddie, give him a run. You can play Name That Song for a chance to win a pair of Love Vera. Go, DJ Maddie.
I be so sick of that contradicting.
Hey.
I be so bold myself when you come in. I feel so ordinary, so make you around me, around me, around me, around me. Around
okay,
around
talk to
you
me.
Play a little louder?
Oh, play a little louder? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get it.
Okay.
He lying.
Yeah. I'll give you 5 more seconds of it, Maddie.
He's just stopping.
I be so sick of that contradicting. I be so bold myself when you come in. I feel so ordinary, so make you walk around me.
Talk to me. Name that song. Chance to win Love Vera Lingerie set. We got 2 left. What's
up? Should I listen to it on my radio?
Because
I can't hear it, like, loud.
Listen. You got to figure it out and call it back. I got somebody else on the line. Call me back. Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to do this morning? Where are you calling from?
Downtown.
Listen, man, I got too much downtown people calling my show, man. CKTX or downtown's the only place I could get reception of the show. What do you want to do this morning, Queen? You want to play Name That Song, or do you want to answer a riddle?
Name That Song.
Maddie, give me something else. Or you want to give me the same thing? Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
The same thing.
No. DJ Maddie, no, we got something else for you. Don't worry about it. DJ Maddie, shoot me in.
I took my drugs and took my love, and when I left out the
state, hey.
I left the party with the party marking X on the
dot. Oh, that's a quick one. Yeah. LaVera ain't cheap.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No.
You can't hear anything at all?
I can only hear you. I can't hear the music.
Oh, you can't hear the music? Oh, shit. Hold on. My bad. Sorry, Maddie. You play it again, Maddie. It's too loud.
Too low. I can't hear it.
You can't hear it? Okay, hold on. I'm about to play it on my joint. It's not coming out properly. Okay, give me 1 second, Ma. I'm going to play it on my joint here. I'm going to pull it up here for you. So now the other guy's going to call back and be like, yo.
Hold on.
I'm going to give you a taste of it, Ma. I'm going to play here for you, Ma, right now, okay? You good?
Yep.
Okay, let's play right here. Did you get that?
No.
You didn't hear that at all?
No.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Because
you,
playing
you better just go with a riddle, boo.
You know? Yeah, oh, listen, listen, you got to go with a riddle then. We're going to hit you with a riddle because it's
okay,
playing.
Okay, give me the riddle. Okay. An easy one.
An easy one, okay.
Give it a riddle.
I can be blind. I can be powerful. I can be difficult, deep, complicated, and tender at the same time. What am I?
I can be blind.
I can be powerful. I can be difficult. I can be deep, complicated, and tender all at the same time. What am I?
A
true. Yeah, so you have 10 more seconds. She'll tell it to you one more time.
I can be blind, I can be powerful, I can be difficult, deep, complicated, and tender all at the same time. What am I?
Remember, it's Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? What's the theme for Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's the biggest hit.
Love?
No. If someone didn't get that job, sorry.
No, listen. We try to move them along. We try to help the community.
You got that one.
Okay. Okay. Please send me a message on IG W Moon Chaser or a message to Detour so I can send you the details so you get your lingerie. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll take the next call here. Hello. Good morning. Where are you calling from? Okay. That
since you're giving it away so easy, you might as well give one to us and we cut it
in half. No, hold on.
You get one leg, I get the left leg.
Yeah, hello, good morning. One leg will not fit on any of you guys. Yes, good morning. Good morning. True. Where are you calling from, brother? Where are you calling from?
South Shore again. It's Dean. I was just on and I couldn't get the music, you know?
Okay, hold on. Maddie, plug.
Now, actually, I got the radio on so I can hear it better over there. Okay. So I'm good.
Okay, hold on, Maddie. Maddie, you want to plug into my computer line, Maddie? Okay. Oh, you can hear now because I got the radio. Hold on. You can hear because I got the radio on?
Yeah.
Okay, so Maddie, give him.
I'm set up good now.
Okay, watch him. He called back. He makes sure you get through. Yo, Maddie, played name that song.
I got you.
We got one more love viewer to give away. The only black-owned lingerie company. They were recently featured in Forbes. Is that your girl in the back? She trying to win some? What's cool?
That is.
Oh, goddamn. We breaking up happy homes.
So now the more details.
Okay, Maddie, give him something. Wait, what do you want?
I be so sneaky, that kind of thing. I be so bold myself till you come in. I feel so ordinary.
I hate you by SZA?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Yo, yes, his girl's like, yo, you make sure you get
it. You know, I can't go 0-2 now.
No. Listen, send me a message either at the Detour 514 or W Moon Chaser. Let me know your name and I'll get you the information you need to get the Love Vera.
On IG, you said?
Yeah, IG, you can hit up Detour 514 or W Moon Chaser. Send me a message and I'll get you the information you need.
All right, perfect. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no,
happy
anytime.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, listen.
You deserve that.
Yeah, he'll have a.
He worked hard for
that. She was screaming in the back. Yeah, she's like, sex SZA. All right, thank you, brother. You know, seeing that I have you guys here, real quick before you go into some more music, and when we come back, we'll talk about all about Fall Away. You guys want to do a presentation and all that. Do you guys have a favorite Valentine's Day that you guys remember? Because me, I feel like I hustle so hard. I got like 3-4 jobs. I do mad stuff. Like, I feel I don't have enough time to really put my mind around doing like a dope Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I did have one.
Okay, why is Zupa?
Look, I see. Listen, I have to look at Zupa for approval.
Can I take you out to dinner, Zupa? Zupa's angry at all, brother.
No, I'm
feeling all of this negative energy.
It's not negative.
It's Black History Month, and Zupa's out here mad at niggas. Like, what's up?
No. She's the correctional officer. You know, I have to look at her just to make sure I'm ready to go, that I'm okay to go. You know, because she knows how to around me a little bit. But one time I went in and there was like a note on my door, and then it was like a game, so I could choose A or B. To come in and I go straight to the living room, or come in and go straight to the bedroom. So I choose to. I came in and I said, okay, A, go straight to the bedroom. There was another letter on the bed and it says, okay, go straight to the kitchen or go straight to the bathroom. And I picked the bathroom. I went in the bathroom. The tub was already made. There was candles in the tub.
Okay.
And there was my laptop on the toilet, ready with a song and everything.
Okay.
Nice. And then I went in and there was a letter that says, you know, get undressed, go in the tub. I went in the tub and everything. He came in, he washed my back and left me in there for myself.
Wash your back?
Wash my back, that's it.
Just your back?
Just my back and left me in there. You know that's the spot that you can never get?
Yo, I can't with Zupa. you know this morning. Zupa, what's going on?
Yo, and then he made me cheesecake. So then afterwards, the option was fridge or oven. And I picked oven. There was a cheesecake that he made.
So there was
oven.
Everywhere in the
everywhere in the house.
You know what?
Something.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was cute,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it's really good.
It was cute. Yeah. A little letter.
The fact that he washed your back, though.
He washed my back.
I just wanted.
That was a major selling point, right? Washing the back of it.
He wanted me to have that moment for myself.
But you know, a lot of people. Sorry for the drop. You know, a lot of people miss the back. A lot of people. Like, no, low key. I've been thinking about getting the thing at Farmer P that washes the. Yeah.
But it's weak.
You're not flexible enough?
Not.
Zoo.
I mean,
Zoo
trying to throw everybody. Listen, Zoo, I'm going to give you a hug after this. We're going to take a great picture together. Zoo has all this pent up thing. Who hurts you, Zoo?
Nobody. I'm going to start
a therapy podcast. Sit down with Weezy.
No, but for real, like, I've had cute Valentine's Day here and there.
Do you guys like cute?
Nothing consistent. Nothing that was like, oh my God.
No,
nobody washed my back.
Oh, for real? I'll wash your back, boo. Yeah, I got you, boo.
So what have you got in Zupa? Because
flowers, chocolate,
I do not
wine,
know.
But like a whole shebang thing.
Listen, y'all know how I get down. We smooch is all about the sex. So you know, I can't with Zupa this morning. Follow up podcast.
That's his Valentine's Day gift. He's giving you the D. That's it. Don't ask for nothing. No,
literally offering.
My mom listened to this show. Guys, relax.
You relax.
No. But my new thing now is like, yo, listen, I'm gonna rent like a really dope hotel room. I like moments. I like to create like a really dope vibe. So my whole thing now is like, I'm gonna go to Toys R Us and I'm gonna get a water. Look at Zupa's face, right? See, I already got you curious.
Like,
I already got your mind thinking. I'm gonna go to Toys R Us and I'm gonna get like the most expensive water gun. I'm gonna fill it with baby oil, and I want to shoot the girl around the room. I really make a time out of it. I like moments. I like when it's organic energy. That's the vibe, man. It might just be the D, but it's different vibes all the time. I'll be shooting
the
gun.
D in different directions.
But you know what? Let me know how that goes next time.
Well, I'm not cleaning the room, Zupa. But like, we're renting the room.
He said he's gonna shoot baby oil
with a gun.
And then she's slipping fog and bust her face.
That sounds dangerous, but I.
Zupa? Yo, listen, Zupa. I knew. You know what I mean? I sat down with myself and said, listen, okay, Lorena's leaving. Okay, I'm gonna do rotating co-hosts. Who's gonna be the first group of people I'm gonna bring up? I said, I gotta bring up Tata. I said, it only felt right. I had to bring up Tata. Tata's the first person I call. Mm-hmm. I said, I had to bring Tata. The whole month is really strong. Black
and there
woman.
Ain't no Tata without Zoo, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but yo, thank you for having me.
No, listen, I'll come back anytime. Like, people are messaging me, blowing up the phone. I got to unhook this. Thank you to everybody that played the giveaway. Shout out to Love Vera for giving us away 3 great lingerie or bodysuits. Love Vera is the premier lingerie company, black owned out of Los Angeles. Great. They use black models, black photographers. That stuff for all shapes and sizes, big girls, small girls. Everything is great. I love how the skin tones. I'll leave you guys with this real quick joke. I bought so much Love Vera from my ex, and I was telling Love Vera it left kind of like a bad taste in my mouth because now I'll never see it now. And I'm talking about I got all the Love Vera with all the holes, Tata, and all the mix-up things. But yeah, man.
What do you mean your ex? You single now?
Yeah, man.
You black on the market?
said they laugh at me. You back on the market? You said they laugh at me. Montreal, my city's the number one morning show in the country. It's the Morning Detours, the Mind CKT 90.3 FM. We got the ladies from Follow Week. We have Zupa and Tata in the building. Keep it locked. We got much more. When we come back, we're going to talk about Follow Week and all their great initiatives within the black community.
Yeah.
So, here's the Morning Detour. Moon Chaser, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. You know how we do things.
How many minutes do we have?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, you're wicked. Tell me, how did I not see that shit before? Oh, you're wicked. Took my heart and you just left it on the floor. Yeah, from all the lies that you told so quickly, moving on. Maybe are you wicked? But tell me, how did I not see that shit before? How could you move on so fast? Forget about what we had. honestly thought we were last. Oh, baby, you're you need to tell me this wasn't love. When you're the one that I'm thinking of every second of every day, and you don't think of me once. No, 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 no. Baby, you don't even.
Same struggle. I got pulled us up. Too much fire, Maddie. Too much fire. Too much fire, Maddie. Too much fire. The number one morning show in the country. It's the mighty CKT 9.3 FM.
What do you say to having one of them hell of a nights? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Around the bush like they do, cause I see something special in you. Yeah, what do you say to having one of them hell of a nights? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Need it, baby. Won't beat around the bush like they do, cause I see something special in you.
Let free be between us, you my Medina. A queen like Amina or Fatima. Redeemer, a passion, we both had compassion. For the black diaspora and all its vastness, you in my plans. Thinking of a master, the essence of your dance. The truth in your laughter, that I wanna capture and cultivate stature. I'll be here for you till the hereafter. There's a clear pastor to the love inside you. My name's Rashid, it means I'm a guide. So we both are driven, that's why we arrived to a place where now anything we can ride through. To tell the truth, I lied and been lied to. Seeker of a deeper ether, you don't have to hide you. Time to be in front, time to be beside you. I don't wanna move with nobody besides you.
What do you say to every one of them hell of a nights? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Need it, baby. Won't beat around the bush like they do, cause I see something special in you. Yeah, what?
And it's pretty much the same for anyone when meet you. Cause to know you is to want you and to need you. And them a go on like them blind when them see it. Special to me. You greet them with a smile, them a wonder how I speak you. Meditation, high negativity beneath you. Stand up side by side on our own 2 feet. Like his and her majesty. When them fulfill the prophecy. And coronate as king and queen so the whole world can see the palace run on one policy. Let the foundation be honesty. And let us love each other honestly. Like a flame against the wind, but our lamp is kerosene. It burns longer than matches stick.
What do you say to every one of them hell of a nights? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Need it, baby. Won't beat around the bush like they do, cause I see something special in you. Yeah, what do you say to around
around the bush like they do. Cause I see something special in you.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, good morning, Montreal, my city. Good morning. It's February 4th. I see a lot of y'all online, man. I know a lot of people mad we ain't getting no love, Vera. Next week, I'm giving away 2 gift baskets. Everything's in the gift basket, ladies. We're talking about, we have sex toys, we got massages, we have soaps. For what? Talk on the mic, man. Talk on the thing, bro. You're giving away for 4 massagers? So we got massages, we got black soap, we got all kinds of things. I think it's a CMOS soap. I forgot the company. We have, y'all messing me up, man. We got Smashing Sweets is giving away stuff too. Sexual Plays is giving us sex toys. So there'll be a basket for men and there'll be a basket for girls. We have B columns as well in there. So it's the ultimate Valentine's Day prep thing.
I might be calling next week.
Well, listen, man, we might need to get you guys back again. Y'all shutting down this morning. God damn. The Morning Detour, boy. Talk about a community show that gives away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, damn.
So, before Fall Away takes over, I want to shout out my hairstylist, Hair by D. Hair by D got me right this morning. You know what I mean? Got shot.
No lie, looking fresh.
Yeah, she's like, you're a celebrity now. I gotta make sure you're right. Before I was just getting the straight back. Mm. Now I'm getting the designs and shit now. I'm like, okay, you do much now. You
the
do
growth.
Yeah, the growth.
With an F, the growth.
The growth. The growth. Listen, man, I love Zuba's energy, man. Zuba's like, you know when they talk about like a real black woman? Zuba's that person. Yeah.
Ooh, it's like, I'm like, blackly black, black.
She will tell you
you're black.
How it is.
I was going to play that song, but I'm like, they say black way too much on there.
Oh, I know, black.
But on the Morning Detour, we have guests, celebrity co-hosts. They have an amazing introspective podcast about black culture. They do workshops educating people on blackness, I guess. So we have Zupa and we have Tamara. For those of you who don't know, Tamara has been an integral part of the Morning Detour for many years. You guys have a great podcast. You guys started about, in the midst of the pandemic last year around George Floyd time, mm-hmm. called Fall Awake. Fall Awake is one of the smartest podcasts I've ever heard in this country.
That's sweet.
You guys do your work. You guys are educated, so I got to give you guys your flowers. So I'll leave the floor to you guys. What's up?
Okay, yo, I looked at Zupa to start. She looked at me. I feel so honored. You know what I mean?
She's like, honestly, go, girl. I know you ready.
Fall Awake started with Zupa's creation, and from the moment she got me on, it's like I told her this is going to be more than a podcast. It's going to be a freaking movement. And that's exactly what we've done. So Fall Awake, how I look at it, people ask me, what does the name Fall Awake mean? My rendition of it is like, you know when you go through an awakening and you go through a transition in your life, it hurts, right? It's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You're falling into awakening. What we're giving you and what we're talking about is issues that affect the black community, but also issues that's relevant to our allies as well. Mm-hmm. Those who will help us propel us forward, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's not always comfortable. No. The stuff we talk about is very uncomfortable, but like I told you before, we always come with these disclaimers that it's better to sit in your discomfort in order to acknowledge the issues that are relevant to us so that change could happen, yeah, so that we could develop and propel forward.
Right, and live a lie, right?
Yeah. So right now it's like we took a year hiatus because your girls were out here winning. Zupa got Zupa specialized in human relations, working with the DYP. You know what I mean? She's a human relations agent. She's doing things out here in the community.
So you know people. Zupa know human
she
relations.
She is the people. Zupa's
here for the people, knows the people, yeah, here to serve the
I'm
people.
Telling you.
Zupa,
we,
man.
We took a hiatus.
No, but yo, you guys had to get the flowers because a lot of people don't acknowledge the work that black women put in. You know, you guys are professional black women. Think about that.
Professional academics. You know what I'm saying? She was getting her career on. I was still getting my degree on. You know what I mean? And we took a break. And now we're coming through doing workshops upcoming for Digital Day. We did workshop for Apathy is Boring. We did workshop for Grow Still. We really want to take this follow week to more than just a podcast, to being real interventionists, intervening in the systems that we claim have been problematic for centuries. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you guys this. When you guys go and prepare to do a workshop, what are some of the things that you guys are saying to yourself, okay, these are the things that we have to make sure we cover?
So, you know, we are two strong black women. You could tell.
Yeah. We can tell this morning. We
are a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
And that's the process. We are dynamic. Just the way we are right now, that's what we go through. Sometimes, you know, we're like, we have to sit down and discuss, like, this is how we're going to tackle this issue, this topic. And it always comes through amazing, because I think that our goal and our mission, it's separate, like, it's personal for each. But when we come together, like, I can't do it without her, and I feel like she can't do it without me. Mm-hmm. And that is, like, the powerful force that drives Fall Awake, honestly. I'm really lucky to have met Tamara.
Yeah.
I'm blessed to have met her because we just feed off of each other and we energize each other and we keep each other accountable for all the things that we want to do. And we miss being on the podcast.
Yeah.
We do miss that a lot. But, you know, we needed to, you know, we were booked and busy.
Get the bag.
Yeah.
Bag a hole, you guys, get the bag.
And literally we decided, like, we're going to get this bag first and then we're going to come back. And that's what we're going to do. And when we come back, we want to come back bigger and better. And so, so stay tuned for us. We're coming back strong.
And for those who don't know, it's like, we talk about all issues. We've been talking about, you know, black men, black love. We've been talking about microaggressions, racial discrimination, gender-based violence, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, black healing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the maladaptive things that, you know, people call it resilience, right? Because it's like, oh, you manage to overcome adversity. But sometimes what we had to become to overcome adversity is maladaptive.
Yeah.
We had to become something more than ourselves, outside of ourselves. We had to harden our hearts, you know what I'm saying? And adapt qualities that aren't maybe not progressive to who we are long term, you know? So we highlight a lot of things that is often triggering, quote unquote, for both black people and non-black people. But you know what I always say, and even in the workshops and to Zupa, is like, when you get emotional, you have two decisions. Are you gonna sit in your feelings and pity yourself, or are you gonna make those emotions make you decisive so you could change? So we always hope that people can get emotional. You need to be emotional. You need to feel your feelings, right, and be uncomfortable with them so that you can make conscious decisions to be better.
Listen, man, I tell you, they're dangerous. When they're educated, they're dangerous. Yeah. You couldn't have put it better. We could just close Black History Month right there. That's the closing ceremony. You guys are change makers. I think it's important to have podcasts that are led by black women. Because I think for a long time, the voice of the black woman, the urban black woman in this country, has been kind of diluted. They just kind of run behind the stereotype, like, oh, they're black and they're angry. I'm like, you don't give the urban black woman a chance to express themselves and to talk about things from their perspective. Because everything's about perception. Mm-hmm. And so I love about you guys' podcast, I'm able to get the black, educated female perspective.
And a little bit of the hood one, too.
Zupa
always reminds me, like, but we have to center ourselves back and remember we're doing this for black people. We like to highlight indigenous and other people of color, but we have to also know that we know, I feel like, as the other people, black and indigenous people are so closely aligned.
Yeah.
We are stolen people on stolen lands. They are on their land and they got it taken away from them.
Imagine,
you know what I mean?
That.
So we always try to recenter ourselves that, like, this is like black liberation that we're striving for.
But because as black people, I mean, I'm an African, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before slavery and everything, like, we're so giving as a people that we feel guilty for talking just about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes from, when I'm like, no, Tata, I know some other people are suffering, but we're talking about us right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we always feel guilty. We always have to be like, oh, yeah, I know my life is hard, but I know your life is hard too. No. I'm talking about my life.
And we've been, as Black people, you know, a lot of us, we've been too bashful. You know what I mean? We're too proud and really too caught up in our own stuff to really talk about stuff. That's why for so long, a lot of things have been swept under the rug. That's why I love you guys and guys like Never Was Average, the new age of activism and young people talking about the plight of our culture. Because you guys are educated, you guys are smart, you guys are vibrant, and you guys are in tune with the times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up? Real quick before you guys go, letting people know how they could book you guys for the workshops.
Before we do that, I just want to give you your flowers. I think it's very important for Black men to speak up, to give flowers to Black women who you respect. Mm. Honestly, for me, you know,
Zupa in the building.
It always gives me energy when a Black man is like, oh, okay, queen, I love what you're doing. Yeah. It always gives me energy and it's not taken for granted. So I really shout out to all Black men that acknowledge us and reach out to us and tell us that they like what we're doing. Yeah. It's really amazing.
I love Fall Away.
And we need that. And we need
the
that.
Name is dope too. You know Fall Away, man. You know me, I like the branding, Fall Away.
But
I already have the promo video with a Black girl falling into the abyss in the back.
But just keep falling and falling.
Somebody's supposed to catch her and she just falls down.
Falling on the throne.
And then on the side is all the stereotypes that's falling as she falls through the matrix.
Yeah.
I've already talked about it.
Dope.
I like you guys' stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tata's my girl from the streets. I'll give you the ideas free.
Girl from the street.
I don't have a way back then. It doesn't get, you know, that's why I always love working with Tata, because I know Tata is real as shit. It doesn't get realer than that. And in a city where, we have a lot, we have a good Black population here, but there's a lot of fakery going on in Montreal. Yeah. Nobody wants to call it out.
There's a lot of fakery going on.
I call it, it's the most controversial morning show in the city. A lot of people listening this morning. There's a lot of fakery going on. Nobody wants to call it out. You know what I mean? And what I love about you guys and what I do is that we paved our own way. Nobody made us. Oh. We put our own money behind us, so we bought our own equipment, and we came to the city and said, you know what, we're going to share our message. Mm-hmm. I want to appreciate what you guys are doing. Fall Awake is really, really dope, man.
Fall.awake on Instagram. The Fall Awake Podcast on Facebook.
Hey.
We on SoundCloud. We on Apple Podcasts. We on Spotify.
All streaming
platforms. You know, like I said, most of our business is on Instagram, though, right now. And we come in changing things.
Too.
Yeah, we have a website, too. Fall-awake.com. You know what I mean? We doing things out here.
No, I see y'all doing this. I said, boy, y'all doing. Because, you know, I've known you guys since before you guys had the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I had you guys on my podcast when it was. And to see the growth.
Yeah, you was wilding on that podcast. You was wilding.
Yeah, we were. Because I wild a lot. But this is my element. The radio is my element, man. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. Please come back. I'm about to book you guys again. I know February's booked. But this was real fun. Hope you guys had fun being on the
show. Yeah, for sure.
Hope you guys had a lot of fun, man. Much on my city. The Fall Awake Podcast. Make sure you guys follow them. And if you're a company or I guess an institution, you're looking for some education on Black culture, please book Fall Awake. How do they follow you guys on Instagram? Give it one more time.
Fall.awake on IG. Everything is there. Our website is fall-awake.com.
So thank you guys for kicking off Valentine's Day with us. You know what I mean? It's the more details. The Mind CKT 9.3 FM. We got about 3 more minutes. Coming up next, we got Jazz Amok. Thank you, Montreal, for tuning in.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground. The
camera panned up, King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory